Text numéro 9. Are self-guided cars going to drive the next wave of unemployment? The world crossed a significant threshold last week when California passed a law allowing driverless cars to run on state roads from 2015 onwards. If people noticed the event at all, they probably sniffed at another example of Tarzan showing off in the jungle or space geeks planting new flags on the moon. But specially adapted hybrids have been driving along roads for several years now. To date, they have logged 300,000 miles with only one accident, when a human-controlled car ran into one of them, while 50,000 of those miles were run without a human having to take the wheel. Companies intend to bring autonomous vehicles to the market in 5 years, pointing out they would be significantly safer than driver-controlled ones, as most of the 40,000 people killed every year on American roads are victims of human error. Furthermore, too many people are unsatisfied with the current transport system. They may be handicapped, blind, too young or too old to drive, or intoxicated after late-night partying. Manual operation of cars remains inefficient, and autonomous vehicles would make better use of both roads and car parks. Engineers have demonstrated that with smart software and an array of sensors, a machine can perform sophisticated, complex tasks most of us assumed would always require human capabilities. And that means our assumptions about what machines can and cannot do are urgently in need of updating. For example, economists are increasingly puzzled by the fact that even after the US recession officially ended, job creation is much lower than expected. Economic theory says that when companies begin to become profitable, they buy equipment and hire workers. Today, companies are still buying machines, but they're not employing workers. So where did the jobs go? As you'd expect from economists, there are lots of theories. The most intriguing explanation has been offered by MIT academics in Race Against the Machine. Their view is that advances in computing of the kind embodied by the self-driving car represent the next wave of job-eliminating technology. Many skills that were considered to be our pride and joy, such as driving, might soon become worthless, at least in the job market. In fact, Moore's Law, which states that computing power doubles every 18 months, implies that even complex forms of intelligence can ultimately be replaced by massive processing power. And as for sceptics who think driverless cars are too anodyne to appeal to most motorists, there is the uncomfortable fact that we're driving less year after year. Costs drain the romance from cruising, and young people are not lusting to own cars like they used to in the post-war Cadillac era portrayed in American Graffiti. Adapted from The Observer, October 2012.